This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So what I was going to say was... So when Devers does his thing, I'm like, oh, the other, you know, like the no press conference.
Oh, this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, this is how it used to be. what was your thinking when you saw that? Like,
well, at the time, you know, I wasn't familiar with what was going on. Mm-hmm. And everything happened really fast. The signing Bregman happened. We wasn't sure we was going to sign Bregman. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole, because sometimes as a player, you don't understand transactions. Mm. You don't understand the possibility of getting a player or not getting a player. Mm-hmm. Only the front office, the management, know about it. Mm. And sometimes they had to make a move so quick that sometimes don't even give you a chance to talk to the players.
Right, right.
I saw that many times. But I was open to whatever the team was thinking because my mindset was winning. And if you are trying, like the Red Sox are trying to get this team better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it seems like it was a little bit of lack of communication, but it wasn't like it was on purpose. Mm. It's because of the, how everything went
down.
A lot
of stuff went down fast. It's
fast.
Yeah.
Went down fast. So when Devers was doing the interview, I, as an spectator, I was confused also because I don't know if he know, if he don't know. Mm. I don't know.
But you can also feel for him.
Of course,
right?
Everybody's because, a thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't want him to feel like he was left alone, or I don't want him to feel disappointed about the way the organization make the move, because the organization will never try to hurt, especially a guy like Devers. Mm. You know, sometimes there's a situation that happened. And you have to move fast and go in that direction because he said a year ago, we gotta get good players.
Yeah, we gotta.
I wanna win.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what the organization is trying to do now. That we all need to be on the same page, especially as a player, and understand situations sometimes. It's gonna happen. Mm. It's gonna happen because Devers is a great competitor. The team is trying to bring players in like Bregman to get the things better. And at some point, it's all about bring the ego aside and understanding.
That's hard to
situation.
Do, though. It's hard to, so I understand why Devers did what he did, right? I understand that.
Yeah, Devers is a great kid, and I don't want anybody to take to get the wrong idea about him. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
He's all about the business.
Yeah.
He comes in,
and
he don't say much.
And a good teammate, too.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. Yeah. Everybody loved him.
Yeah.
you know, and one of my favorite players. I'm on his corner of all time, you know what I'm saying? But I want him to also understand that this organization is trying to build up good players around him, that he don't have to take the pressure of all time, that he don't have to do it on his own of all time, you know, and it take a minute to get there. The Red Sox is an organization that in our time, we got people used to winning. Mr. John Henry, Linda, the whole management, they know that. And trust me, this offseason, they were hunting.
Well, yeah.
I was part of it, yeah, I can tell you.
Yeah, the Red Sox, the Soto were, stuff, yeah.
They were hunting.
Yeah.
They were hunting. That didn't happen. Well, at some point, he got out of your hands.
Yeah.
At some point, I mean.
But not like they came up empty, you know?
No. I mean, look, we got Crochet, we got Shaman, we got some other guys. I mean, the organization is trying.
But that's what you're saying about Devers. That's what he asked for. But, you know, as you said, like, it's, I don't know what's going to happen. It's conversations. You have to keep the
conversation. I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Okay.
We're going to be all right.
Okay.
I promise you that. We're going to be fine. Everybody going to be on the same page. We had the best manager in baseball, which is Alex Cora. I tell you, I would have loved to have a manager like him during my playing time, because Alex, it's not just a manager. Alex is, he understands the player feelings, you know, better than anybody I have ever seen. I mean, I've been
Alex. He's the perfect guy to manage his situation.
Oh, man. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
And we had a great GM, Breslow. He loved communication. We got a great president, Sam. I mean, and we had the best owners in baseball, which is the Henry and the whole team. I mean, this organization is not asleep and just waiting for things to happen magically.
Yeah, well, that's when I looked at that 2004 Netflix documentary. That was the biggest difference for me.
Of course.
Like, remember, like, how aggressive they were about? But to go back to the, you know, no matter what happens, switching positions is always hard.
It's hard.
Right? You did it. Right?
It's hard.
You went through it. I mean, I would imagine when they said, hey, you know.
I came with the mentality of playing first base here. I never came with the mentality.
No, they worked you out. Yeah.
Of being a full-time DH. But guess what? I was the type of player that the longest I can hurt you in win games, I would do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You know,
but how long did that take you to get your head around it?
Well, it didn't take me long. It didn't take me long. But you know, my mentality is different than a lot of people. You know, like one thing I want to do is hit. I want to be in the lineup no matter what.
You just want to hit.
I just want to hit. You know, and when it comes down that we have guys capable of playing an amazing first base, like Doug Mackavich at the time when he came, Millar, you know, I was focusing on doing my thing, which was hitting, you know, and I know our team was going to be better having those guys out there, you know, and I just got prepared for it, but not everybody's me. I cannot look at Dever or anybody else thinking, oh, I did it, why they can't? Everybody's different. Nah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What I can tell you is that switching position is not an easy thing to do. Especially when you are so used to being on one angle of the field, you know? And never go down that path. You know what I'm saying? That's all he knows. You know, playing third base. But I think at some point before the season begins, everything's gonna be lined up the way we expect. I think we're gonna have a great communication with Dever. I think Dever, and during the process, there is always a process. He will understand where we at, what gonna make us better, because he wanna win. He's a winner. The way that guy carrying himself on that field every day, there's no doubt about
him. You know, you said, he's like, he's not you, you're not him, but it's good that he has a mentor like you.
Of course, to
say, hey, listen, I went through something like this. This is how I thought. I've also seen other guys, you have, other guys go through stuff. And this is how they handled it, good or bad or whatever. So it's good that he can talk to you, is what I'm saying.
Of course, everybody need a mentor.
Yeah.
Especially during this career. Everybody needs someone that had done it before, someone that had experience, someone that you can listen to. I didn't do everything on my own. I have mentors. I have people that used to tell me how to get things done. And I'm very thankful that I listen to them. Because sometimes you think you're doing the right thing and it can turn out to be the wrong thing. Being young, my grandpa always used to say, being young is part of being stupid.
Hold on, let me write that down. Let me make a t-shirt.
I was like, what? Wait a minute, what's that mean? Well, when you are young, you don't have the experience for things. You earned experience without the time, and that's why you make a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you're right.
You're also more emotional when you're young, too.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
You use your emotion more than anything else.
Right.
And you know what? I got to meet Mr. Warren Buffett one time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was one of my dream come true moments.
Oh, really?
And I asked him for advice. And the first thing he told me was, don't you ever make a decision when you are either happy or sad or angry. No. Wait until you go back to your normal motion, your normal feeling, and then you make a decision. Every time you make a decision during those, you know, emotional times, 99% is the wrong decision.
Yeah, you know, so that's why I'm not a billionaire, because I always make my decisions when I'm at the bad times.
Yeah, listen, he said that to me like 8-9 years ago, and it made so much sense as I get older.
Yeah.
You know, because that's exactly how it is. But not many of us know how to manage that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that's a Dever situation or anybody else's situation. It's a human thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that at some point we're gonna go back to what we need to be. We had a good team. Our pitching, I'm so excited about our pitching.
David, you know, a big thing for me is walking in that clubhouse. I said this the last few years, like when I covered you and that's through that run, every time you walk in the clubhouse, it's like, oh man, good, look at all these players. And there's no knock on the guys who are there. But like, you know, it was, you guys had 8 all-stars, you know, all the time. And now this year, it feels different. It feels that way.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.